Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Nathan Gobes, filling in for Jeffrey Davis this morning. I want to start by thanking FEI, Financial Executives International. The Boston chapter is one of our newest partners and sponsors. They're a professional organization of over 500 financial executives from throughout the Boston area. I want to thank our next guest as well, Tyler Shannon, Associate and Data Scientist at AeroStreet. Welcome, Tyler.
Thanks for having me.
So, Tyler, we were chatting for a few moments before the mics got on about your role at AeroStreet and the, I don't want to say changes, but the new sector that you're adding to AeroStreet. Why don't you introduce yourself, introduce AeroStreet a little bit, tell us about the firm, and then we can get into the data science.
Yeah, great. I'll start with a little bit of background about AeroStreet. We're a 90-person architecture and design firm right in downtown Boston. And we have practice areas in mixed-use development, multifamily housing, retail and education spaces, interior design, and planning. And in supporting those practices, we have branches in design visualization, so think augmented reality, virtual reality, and data science and research.
Interesting. So when you say augmented reality and virtual reality for our listeners and viewers, what does that mean? How are you using those?
Yeah, it's a newish technology that is really allowing our design staff and our clients and the community members to visualize our design product.
Wow.
Buildings. Basically, with virtual reality, you can put a headset on.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Are you putting headsets on your clients?
We are, yeah.
That's interesting.
And it is interesting, and it's always fun to watch. Most of them do a really good job of having a good attitude about putting them on, because sometimes it can be a little disorienting when you first start getting used to having a headset looking around a virtual space.
But it sounds like you can get a much better view of the plan.
For sure, yeah, and it also allows our design teams to really get into the spaces during the design process to look at various components of what we're proposing, learn about the space, and make it better.
And so this is where the data science converges with architecture here, right?
For sure, yeah, and I think supporting and sort of like overlapping with the design visualization work that we're doing, we're also aimed at... And my work predominantly is focused on getting our design teams and our clients access to better information to support the design and ultimately impact our clients' businesses for the better, delivering better products, more relevant products that meet their goals.
Interesting. Yeah. And so you're building out the data science team at AeroStreet?
I am, yeah. Yep.
So you see this is where the future of architecture and planning is going?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. We're always hearing things about smart cities and smart buildings. The technology, the technology that's going into our buildings is becoming smarter and smarter, and it's producing data every second. Right. And so, you know, our role as professionals is to harness that data and I'll provide insights to our design teams so that they can act on it and make decisions based on evidence rather than gut, which is traditionally how the industry has done it.
Interesting. And so using the science, what benefits can that provide your team and ultimately the renter, owner, et cetera, of the space at the end?
Yeah, well, I think I'll answer that question sort of by saying my work, I like to think about it in three buckets.
Okay.
The first is supporting project teams themselves, and that's working with them throughout the process as they're asking questions about the design. How do we expect people to move through a building? How do we expect them to respond to different types of programming in a building? And we can use data to support those decisions. We're also doing some strategic research and studies for clients to help them understand how various aspects of, say, transportation or housing impact their businesses. And using mapping technology and geospatial analysis to understand those impacts.
Interesting. And so does that come through, are you guys placing like smart sensors and things like that? You were talking about people moving through buildings.
Yeah.
So that I assume there's a huge amount of technology involved with that. Is AeroStreet actually deploying any of that, or are you guys just leveraging the science and the data that comes out of other?
There's a couple ways that we're approaching it. I think a lot of the systems that are in buildings now can produce data that mm-hmm. will allow us to have a general understanding of how people are moving through spaces. It's just up to us to figure out how to extract that information. We're actually piloting a project in our office right now where we do have 18 sensors around our office that allow us to understand things like temperature and lighting and how they relate to space usage. And that allows us to make and understand how to make decisions around what types of spaces our staff is using. So we have that going on in our office right now. We're also partnering with other companies that are doing this at a larger scale. So, you know, there's a couple different scales of operation around extracting data from our spaces.
Very interesting. Yeah. I'd love to get to jump back a little bit into the background of AeroStreet to fill our listeners in who are not familiar. You guys are based in Boston?
We're based in Boston, right in Post Office Square.
Great. And about what size is the organization and how old is some of that?
Yep. It's 90 people, and it ranges from architects, interior designers. We do have an environmental graphics team, and then supporting my work as data science, and then we have a couple augmented and virtual reality specialists on the team.
Interesting.
We've been around for 60 years, so we have 6 decades of working in this space of mm-hmm. of planning, mixed use development, multifamily housing, and something that we've really established over those 6 decades of work has been delivering dynamic design and development mm-hmm. opportunities for our clients.
That's great. Yeah. And how long have you been part of the team?
I've been a part of the team for coming up on 4 years. And
what was your background before that?
So I'm a licensed architect in the state of Massachusetts, and I have experience practicing architecture in predominantly multifamily and single family residential work.
Okay.
But I would say before I came to AeroStreet, I was really curious to understand how we make better decisions about our spaces. And that led me down the road of learning more about data science and computer science and how we can use those to support the practice. And it just so happened to line up with the vision that the leadership team at AeroStreet had. They recognized that data was going to be a part of the conversation. And so as I was looking to make this shift in my career, they were looking to also build out a practice that supported that. And so it aligned with, you know, mutual interests and mm-hmm. we joined forces.
That's great. And so it does seem like that's where the industry is heading. Do you want to talk about what you feel like the landscape will look like, you know, maybe even 5-10 years from now, potentially what kind of data will be accessible for teams like yours, and, you know, ultimately what kind of thinking of what kind of benefits can a business owner looking to move into a space that has, you know, that is leveraging your technology and your data, or somebody who's looking to maybe a home buyer or a renter who's looking to move into a mixed use or family use space that you guys have set up?
I think the data processing strategies will likely continue to develop. And we'll become more sophisticated at harnessing and analyzing them. And our buildings will become smarter and sort of more tech integrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we're hearing a lot of conversation in our circles around smart cities, around autonomous vehicles that indicate a more connected urban environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's going to start to produce more robust data sets that indicate how we can make decisions about where to put a building, how to program a building, what people are actually using in a space. Something we find often is that when someone responds to a survey about how they use a space, sometimes they're telling us what they think that we want to hear.
Right.
Compared to, you know, what they actually feel. And so we're working to find ways to support that qualitative information with some quantitative data.
Interesting. Is the data science aspect something that you guys are now or considering selling separately from Aerostreet, or is it, you know, if you want to be able to take benefit of the data, you know, you got to purchase or move into an Aerostreet designed building?
Yeah. Well, so right now we're not in the business of selling data.
Yeah.
Really, I think what's unique about Aerostreet is that as we continue to grow this practice, we're really thinking about it as being integrated into our existing services. Mm-hmm. And I work directly with design teams to get them that information. And it's really about supporting the design decisions they're making for their clients. And it's that's sort of the core of it, is that we're integrated. And, mm-hmm. and I think that's a unique feature of
that's nice.
Our design practice.
You wanna, put your clients first as well. Right. Want to remind everyone, we've been speaking with Tyler Shannon, Associate and Data Scientist at Aerostreet. Tyler, if people wanted to reach you or get in touch with Aerostreet for anything, how could they do so?
I think the first stop is our website. It's www.aerostreet.com. Aerostreet mm-hmm. is AerowStreet, one word. I'm also on LinkedIn, or you can send me an email at shannon@aerostreet.com.
Great. Yeah, we'd love to have you come back, talk about Aerostreet's progress and, of course, as the industry progresses, because I think this is a very interesting topic that, you know, like we were saying, we're going to see more connectivity, things advance as time
goes on. It'll continue to develop, yeah.
Yeah, so we'd love to have you come back and give us updates as the industry changes.
I'd love that.
Over time.
Yeah.
Want to thank everyone for listening. This has been Radio Entrepreneurs. If you could follow us on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, we're all over the place, and all our listeners and viewers always help. This has been Nathan Gobes. We'll be back after these messages.
Good job.